Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. It's so cold, we've gone to Iceland to get warm. It's so cold, we used a Palm Breeze razor side to scrape the car this morning. It's so cold, small birds with comically scaled down hats and scarves in festive colours have been ice skating on our iPad, while suitably impressed girl birds chirp from the sidelines, applauding with Disney-esque hands formed from the tips of their wings. It's cold, get it? Coming up on this week's hot, hot show. FIFA, you anything else? All right, then hold on to your TVs. Google TV is coming soon. And so is A Blast from the Past. TiVo landing soon on Virgin Media. The PSP phone, it still pants, only now it's called the Sony Ericsson Z1, apparently. The PlayStation Move / Microsoft Kinect battle hots up. Well, at least something's keeping warm. And stocking fillers. We've got them. A Pac-Man alarm clock for £25. I, for one, am sold. Also selling themselves to the highest bidder. Just leave the cash in a large duffel bag over there, Russia and Qatar. It's the lovely Ree Morgan, Luke the Luke Peters, and T3's Man of Mystery. Who could it be? It's Mr. Duncan Bell, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Very topical intro you had there, Dan.
Very long intro.
Very yeah, it was.
You know.
Delivered with your usual panache.
Yes. Luckily, having to stifle laughter does warm you up, doesn't it?
At least we're doing well in the cricket.
Yeah, cricket's going great. I don't really give a toss about the football anyway. I think anybody realistically who thought we had a chance of winning. It's a well-known fact that everybody in the world of football hates the English. So we never really had any chance of doing it. Even before you get onto the fact that the Russians probably threatened a bit of the old polonium 90 in your breakfast if you didn't vote for them.
So. What's the national airline company of Qatar called? Is it
Qatar Airlines?
Is it Air Qatar?
I'll tell you what, I've got a lot of Qatar at the moment because I've had the same cold for four weeks, man. Ridiculous. Yeah. I'm on like mega antibiotics now.
Actually, with the Russian World Cup, one of the quite interesting things about it is there's going to be a kind of a mini World Cup within the World Cup. And then within that mini World Cup, there'll be an even smaller World Cup.
Oh, very good. And
like a Russian.
Pressing on.
That took so long for you to explain that to me.
I can give you a few ideas if you need them, but anything been bothering you this week?
Yes. I keep on saying it, actually. I think it's Orange are doing it, maybe somebody else. It's this thing of selling the iPad on contract.
£199 on contract.
That's what everybody says. £199, that's pretty good, isn't it? They always quote the headline figure. Then, £25 a month for 2 years. So, in fact, you're paying something in the region of £800 for your iPad. Yeah.
Cheaper than buying an iPad and then going for one of those really rubbish data deals that you can get from all the networks.
Yes, but you could go for a good data deal. Yeah, and
but also, you don't have to use that data deal for 2 years until you can buy a new iPad.
Get like a dongle from Free or whatever, and
Amigo. And
I never thought I'd recommend getting anything from Three over doing anything else, but
there you go.
There's a first for everything.
Makes sense.
Yeah, always read the small print. That's my message this week.
But they will sell bucket loads.
They will, but you'll be stuck. It's a 2 year contract. You'll be stuck with that iPad
people
for 2 years.
People used to it in the UK with phones. Come on.
I think people are moving away from it.
I'm still not used to 2 year contracts on phones. I absolutely hate that. I always go for the 18 month one. I mean, bring back 12 month ones. Jesus.
But, I don't think it will sell buckets. You know, I think people are a bit, especially living in the age of austerity, I don't think people are wanting to be shelling out.
Kindle, that'll ever do it.
There we go. Thank you, Duncan. On to our top story, and Christmas may be the time of golden TV repeats and Alvin and the Chipmunks movies. But more exciting than that this year is the imminent arrival of not one, but two new teleboxes, Google TV and Virgin Media's TiVo. Google TV coming to the UK in the spring, according to a Sony source, and Virgin Media's new TiVo box landing later this month. This is how it announced itself.
You're a little bit early. We've not even launched yet. But seeing as you've made it this far, this is what you've come to
browsing,
see.
Recommendations, a pick of the week's TV saved, online content on your TV, games and applications. How about we introduce you to Supercharged TV from Virgin Media, powered by TiVo.
Duncan, I don't need to ask you, but anyone else excited by either of these? I know for one that Ria's played with one of these.
I have. I've played with the Logitech Review, which is the box for Google TV.
Google TV.
You went to America to do it,
in
though.
New York, yeah, because at the time they were saying that they didn't have any dates for when it would roll out here.
I always find I enjoy things that much more in New York. Get to fly somewhere exotic.
I didn't... No.
Let's just briefly explain the propositions for these. Google TV, it's Android on your telly.
It basically is Android. Like, I use an Android phone and it's essentially the same on your TV.
So this is going to be, it's going to be on set-top boxes and it's going to be built into TVs as well. And
yeah, Sony TVs, I think.
Yeah, and it pulls together the internet, as you know it, but also, video clip services, Android apps.
Android apps,
TV
not
shows.
Yet, though.
Not yet, though.
2011. Okay. And that's what bugged me when I played with it. It was a bit... It's just like a set-top box. It's a really nice UI. A nice UI for
that's
a set-top
the thing, because it incorporates Google Search. So to search for a program is very simple, because Google are quite good at searches, I hear.
It covers... It includes over-the-air telly as well, doesn't it? Yeah. So basically the only use that it has is it makes it easier to search for programs.
It's a nice UI. That's it. And it's Android.
Obviously all the major American networks have blocked it from accessing their online video.
We'll come
on
to that. Virgin Media, their TiVo service, this is unlike Google TV, which can, you know, work on anything. This is just for Virgin Media.
Yeah.
But anyone who's used Virgin Media, it's a great service, but the UI is a dog. TiVo is fantastic. This sounds like a bit of a marriage.
Yeah, that's much more. Cause like Google just seems to add a layer of complexity that nobody really needs. It's like, okay, you can search more easily. Okay, big deal. But the TiVo thing is actually, because it's limited to just Virgin services, it just basically makes the Virgin services easier to search and what have you. And also the cool TiVo thing of, I don't know how good a job it always makes of it, but the recommendation engine.
One of the features they pulled out in the, they've got a, you can go online and watch the video demo, a little clip of what we heard. But one of the things they pull out is things like, you have a favourite actor, just, whacking his name, it'll find all the films that he's in, all the TV programmes, it'll series link all those for you, record them automatically. Things like that. Those are nice features. What's that?
Does BT Vision do that on its limited run of service?
I have never touched BT Vision.
No. I get the impression BT Vision's quite good, but I don't know a single person who uses it.
So I
don't.
No, you have to sell it to a lot of people. A lot of people do use it, but I've seen it. It's not great.
No, really? Okay. That's good. I obviously move in the right circles.
TiVo was about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, this is a real blast in the past. It was great when it was so ahead of its time when it launched.
And it came to the UK, and then Sky kind of announced, and it's Sky Plus, and then just wiped the floor with it. Yeah. But TiVo, number one in America.
Yeah.
That's everyone. Oh, yeah, everyone uses it. That bloop, bloop noise is just synonymous with TV.
Sorry,
in
what noise was that?
Bloop, bloop.
Liked it. I'm going to buy it just on that.
Excellent. Virgin did need to improve their box. They're going to be selling this one for £199 with a 1 terabyte hard drive, which is fairly large.
Mm. Yeah, well, if you're getting into more, everything in HD and then everything in, not everything, but more increasing stuff in 3D.
They are promising more in
3D. You need bigger boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the sad fact.
Google, you did mention earlier.
Well, that's not a sad fact.
They are having trouble committing content providers. Fox, CBC, ABC, NBC all blocked their content. But
it's almost as if the content providers don't like the way that Google completely screws them over with YouTube, selling their own adverts onto content made by other people. Yeah. I can't understand the ungratitude of some of these people.
But at the same time, I think it's a misunderstanding, because all that Google is doing is making it easy to find stuff that's already on the internet.
No, I think it's I think that is it. It's a retaliatory, it's a little bit of a, not quite understanding the technology, but I think it's also a slightly retaliatory thing. Because, of course, I mean, obviously you can go not through the Google box, as it were, and see all of this content perfectly easily. It's not, there's no wall around
apparently,
it. They just specifically don't want it coming through
apparently,
this box.
Apparently iPlayer won't be on there either, but if you think about it, iPlayer is on the internet. There's no reason why it should be blocked from Google
TV. You just
can't
search it using Google TV, doesn't it?
I suppose there's so many ways of getting these things. It's like, this is what I mean about an additional level of complexity that people don't necessarily want, is why do you need the Google box? What exactly does it do that
I would
can't
say
do
it
already?
Brings everything together very simply.
Except it doesn't, because various things are opting out.
But that's because they're blocking it. But as opposed to say Seesaw, which is things where companies have got together and put just their services together, Google goes, okay, we don't care where you're coming from, we'll just bring everything together. And I think that's quite nice.
It is nice, but it doesn't work.
Sadly.
And also, well, also, I mean, what could be great about it is if Google can build a really good recommendation engine, and if the search thing becomes more sophisticated over time. But the fact of the matter is, at the moment, everybody's got too much TV. Yeah, there's more TV than any bloody human being can watch anyway. So just like this thing of like, oh, it brings it all together, so you've got even more.
It's not even...
Is that even good? I don't know.
It's not even... It's the stuff, you know, the way people are watching TV has changed dramatically. Created their own channels through what they've recorded. So this is just another level of stuff that you've got to think about. All the, you know, the content you can get on your, you know, PS3 or your Xbox, all the extra... There's just so many different areas. Yeah. And all people want to do when they're watching TV is to kick back, turn the TV on and watch something they recorded or watch a channel.
You know what I want to do when I'm watching TV? I want all the breakfast show programs and all the radio programs to stop announcing who's just been kicked off The Apprentice, because I keep trying to watch it on catch up and every bloody time.
I'd have settled for not having to hear the clip. There was like the day before the announcement of the FIFA thing, not having to see the clip of David Beckham talking about his granddad and then saying,
a lot of my games have been won in the last few minutes, so we're hoping...
He doesn't talk like that anymore.
He does
talk like that.
He doesn't.
What's he done to his hair as well? Dear, oh dear. Yeah, no, he does talk like that.
I tell you what's nice about...
a slightly simple child.
I tell you what's nice about both Google TV and TiVo, the end of the remote control. The remote control options on this, you can use for Google TV, you can use your Android phone. For TiVo, they've got an absolutely bloody fantastic iPad app.
That's true. It's funny you should say that though, because I'm sure the Logitech one, what was the one that you saw in New York?
Yeah, the Logitech.
I'm sure that's fantastic. But Sony's TV, or is it set top box? Apparently, the remote control has become notorious as the worst remote that's ever been made.
It does look
hilarious. It's got like about 900 buttons on.
It just shows how Sony kind of just failed to understand where everyone else has gone, okay, yeah, we can put this on an Android phone or let's use the iPad.
Reduce your clutter.
Let's make it simple.
Sony have built this hilarious remote control.
It's
which
like a TARDIS.
It looks like they've got taken a PSP controller and then and then sort of welded a keyboard to it. And, it's awful.
Apparently, it's got two OK buttons as well. Because one OK button wasn't sufficient, so they had to have another OK button for certain other sub-menus.
That's because if you're typing down at the bottom, you can't reach the OK button at the top. You know? It's just too
you have to like hit it with your head.
It's a two-person remote control, really. Yeah, it is comically bad. Okay, well, TiVo coming to Virgin Media hopefully the end of this month, although on their website they seem to be saying 2011. And the word from Sony insiders is that Google TV will be landing here in the spring.
Can't wait.
Will any of you be buying either?
No.
Nope.
Well, if I got Virgin Media, which always
I think I will upgrade to TiVo.
I watch my TV on the TV, I watch YouTube on a computer or my phone, and that's it.
Get out of the slow lane, granddad.
No, I think that's a really good point, because it's basically all this sort of stuff is based around a slightly old-fashioned idea that people only want to watch TV on a TV.
Okay.
And people are totally happy with watching TV on a laptop, on a computer, on a mobile phone. They just watch different types of TV on different types of media.
Okay. Well, plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Sony PSP's phone has been caught on a decidedly Mr. Wobblecam video ahead of launch. Or has it? Because, as we predicted, it may not be the PSP phone after all, but a gaming-centric Sony Ericsson dubbed the Z1.
That would fit with analysis coming from industry insiders who say a watered-down PSP phone could damage Sony's brand. Hopefully we'll find out more on the 9th of December when the phone is rumoured to be unveiled.
Sticking with Sony, it's come out firing again in its battle with Microsoft, this time saying it shifted a whacking 4.1 million Move controllers worldwide since the system made its debut back in February.
Only problem is that's units shipped, not sold. So Microsoft has some sale figures for us, though. 2.5 million Kinects made their way into homes worldwide in the first 25 days, putting it nicely on track for its 5 million target this year.
And now we know why. Kinect porn. Yes, Kinect hacker Kyle Maculis has told New Scientist that Kinect pornography will be here before Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Exactly how Kinect porn will make use of hands-free motion tracking, we'll leave that to your imagination.
And while you're using Kinect porn, spare a thought for the four founders of Pirate Bay who've lost their appeal against their prison sentences. They'll each serve between 10 and 4 months and have to cough up £4.1 million in fines. The site, though, is still up.
You can still use it.
Yeah. It is still up. What's with that? Yeah. Very odd.
You know that Sony Ericsson phone?
Yeah.
I'm worried about that. Because do you remember the Yari? The Sony Ericsson Yari, which was meant to be their game.
Isn't that a Toyota car?
And the I had one that was yeah, the Ino.
Ino, that was meant to be, but that was
all that was is you could sync with your PS3, so yeah. You could look at photographs.
I'm worried about
as long
that.
As you were in the same room as the PS3,
yeah,
on your because it didn't work over 3G, it only worked over local Wi-Fi.
I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that
well,
that might be a complete.
It's going to suck ass.
Yeah. You know, it's gonna, look, when we first saw the pictures, we raised heavy doubts about whether it was a PSP yeah. phone. I don't think Sony would let that. Be the PSP phone. I'm very yeah. sure it won't be, but we'll find out. We'll and find also, out on the 9th.
The only way it could work, I suppose, is the PSP itself is quite dated, so maybe that platform could become a phone when Sony announces its super spanky new PSP2. Mm. But either way, it's not going to be very good. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. Okay. Well, time to see what you've been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM.
T3.com pondered, how will we watch the World Cup final in 8 years' time? And DF Scott, David Flint, replied, we won't.
Why?
Because it'll be in Russia and...
there's no we'll cameras all, we'll allowed in Russia.
It. Yeah.
Is there not?
No.
I don't know. How's it going to work in Qatar? Because you can't even drink over there.
I know, but they're going to have designated drinking areas.
And women can't drive.
Yeah. Second class.
Well, I agree with that one.
Wait, that's
no,
just
that's
a statement.
Saudi Arabia.
That's
not,
just a statement,
Qatar.
Luke. What about Qatar, though?
Hey!
Boom, boom.
My wife's so fast. When she lies around the house, she...
She breaks her
lies
leg
around the house.
Gravy poured out.
Right.
I never understood that joke.
I won't try and explain it.
I think it means she's so fat, she literally lies around the house.
Yeah, she can
move
actually...
Move on!
That would be being tall, not being
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, you could be...
It's a lousy joke.
Oh, that's terrible. Luke...
Stun UK, otherwise known as the bad boy Stu Newman, says, new TiVo is much better option than Google TV if Virgin markets it properly. They will have the market sewn up. I was looking into Google TV, but since all of the TV companies have blocked it from their sites, it's already a lame duck.
Ouch.
Agreed.
That.
I think we agree
on,
with that.
On the marketing thing, I still think Sky will steamroller Virgin in the marketing stakes, even though arguably what Virgin can offer.
Well, Virgin is kind of like Waitrose and Sky is kind of like Tesco, isn't it?
Oh, interesting.
That's how I always see it.
Good. Ree.
On reports that Windows Phone 7 has only shifted 117,000. No, I can't say that.
That's true. That, you just said it.
You nailed it.
Yeah. In one.
Have confidence in yourself, Ree. That was the best reading of the word 117,000, I think, I've ever heard.
I was like, oh dear. Han says, that's based on rather dubious Facebook logins. Anders Bale says, people hate Windows, nuff said.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think that Anders is Claire Sarton's friend, who's our sub-editor. So if it is, hi Anders.
Oh, hi. Boffers, otherwise known as Andy Bothwell. Have you seen this? Katram took one of its sevens around Route 246 in Tokyo, for real. And he's posted a little Vimeo vid. A search for this. It's actually quite entertaining if you're a Gran Turismo 5 fan.
That's good. I didn't understand a single bloody word of that.
I didn't either. Isn't that a kit car?
Took one of its sevens around Route 246.
Yeah, Katram 7 is that. It's the kit car that it looks like a kit car should, really.
Kit from Knight Rider?
No. Like a kit car you build. And
Michael.
Route 247, which is on Gran Turismo 5, is a real... 246, I should say, is a real... route. You can do it as a circuit. So they put one of their Katram 7s on there and put the Gran Turismo music on and the little map in the corner. It looks very good. The only problem is I don't think the Katram 7 is in Gran Turismo 5.
There is a
fail.
Kit car in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
Katram. But they are great cars.
Sorry.
That's good. I thought that was like some sort of spy's code phrase or something. It literally meant nothing to me. Caterham took one of its 7s around Route 246 in Tokyo. Yeah, the albatross flies west.
The seagulls chase the trawler.
Yeah. You sure you're my contact?
Anyway, gadget of the week time. What have we got?
I was trying to get the Motorola Defy, but I haven't.
It defied you once again.
It did. It defied me.
Play the outro music. That's the end of that bit.
Keyboard cat.
I see. Instead, he brought a scarf.
Is the punchline to this, I couldn't get it because the one we had in the office got broken? Or stopped working because it got wet.
So you haven't got the defy.
Because the defy is meant to be...
But this is a teaser. It's meant to be amazing. But we're going to try and test it next
week. So your gadget of the week is that you haven't got the defy.
Yeah.
But we might do next week. Or we just... Everybody will have forgotten by next week.
Ray, I think your gadget of the week should be that nice cheap car you saw last week. Cheap car in Gaydon.
I did.
What? Is this another Spike O phrase? There is a cheap car in Gaydon.
I wish I had this as my gadget of the
week. Go on, then, what was it?
It's the Aston Martin 177. It is a beautiful car. It's amazing.
Aston Martin, if you're listening...
I think it's 1.2 million.
There we go. Well, if you'd like to make Reece Christmas.
Yeah. and when I was there, the best bit is how they deliver the car to you. So when you buy it, you go into a room and it's... pitch black, and they've got bang.
They just drive straight at you.
No, but basically,
headlights on full.
These doors open. There's this really atmospheric music.
Well, they do this for every car you buy. You buy several of them.
There's only 77 of them.
When you go back in 6 weeks to get another one, yeah.
And describe.
Sorry.
Describing
go on.
My gadget of the week. You berate me for not having one. I'm trying to save myself.
The lights go on. They open the doors.
Yeah, they flash. And there's all this music, and then there's your car.
The
one that you've designed. You get to design the interior.
So you get to choose what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, for 1 point, how many million?
1.2 million.
I'd want to design my own interior.
It's like basically real life GT5.
They should throw in a free house. Sorry. Is it called 177? Because that's how many they're making.
Yeah, they're making 77, yeah.
Oh. What? So it's called 177 because they're making 100 fewer.
007, so they've gone 177. It's the word one. Right. And then
Okay, makes sense.
That's still a fail. Good. So yeah, I like the way it comes through some sliding doors in the dark, like stars in their eyes.
Yeah,
it's amazing. But imagine if you
Matthew,
had that.
I'm going to be a car.
They didn't do that for me when I picked up my secondhand diesel Megane Estate. Well, where was the atmospheric music then?
Yeah, and the car rotates, and it's amazing.
When you catch a tube, it's a bit like that, I suppose. You're kind of in the darkness, and then it comes out through the magical portal.
And the doors slide open.
I enjoyed it, Ree.
Thanks.
Good. Right. Cue the music. Now, every year we look for something to stuff Duncan's stocking with. Teether.com has come up with some suggestions. Luke, what do you want to find at the bottom of your bed this year?
Next to the tangerine, I would also
a lump of coal.
Yeah. Only because I've always wanted to try it is to get one of those GorillaPod things that you can attach your iPhone to. And now that the iPhone's got pretty good video camera, is to get those attach it to next door neighbour's cat, which I really don't like, and then see what video it takes.
Not sure this is a legitimate use of the GorillaPod.
Yeah. So it's got magnets now as well.
Is it? Oh, perfect. So
if your cat was made of metal,
if you have a metallic cat, then that's perfect.
So a GorillaPod.
It had like a plate in its head.
Very good, Rick. Very good. Okay, GorillaPod for the iPhone. Duncan, your stocking filler of choice.
Well, there can only be one from the selection that was on T3.com. They've got the Sound Machine. Which long-term listeners... It's not the Miami Sound Machine. It's actually... that was a band with Gloria Estefan in it. I actually turned it over for the first time today, and it's made by a company called The Worldwide Co., which is a pretty fantastic name for a company that makes cheap plastic tat. I was actually... You know those card shops... where you go in and all the cards are like a picture of... it'll be an old black and white picture from the 20s, and the caption will be like, "She loves cock," or whatever. Or it'd be like, "Happy birthday, wanker." They had like a load of those boxes, and I was showing it to my boyfriend, like, "Oh, look, these are great, look at these." I was standing there pressing all the buttons for, I suppose, what must have felt like quite a long time to everybody else in the shop, and I sort of looked round.
Just describe some of the noises that these boxes...
Oh, you know,
make.
It's like... whoop. It's like a screaming one, like glasses falling down the stairs.
Sirens.
I turned around and the shop assistants were looking at me like they were giving me the evils. Something chronic, let me tell you. But I had my fun and that's all that's important.
What would you prefer to the loofah pamper kit from Boots that we'd always get you?
The loofah glove.
It's been lost in the post the last 2 years. This year I'd like you to get me the stocking shaped USB things.
Sticks. Who wouldn't want that?
Yes.
I know, amazing.
Christmas stocking.
So
shape
it would fit
well
perfectly in your stocking, presumably. Or is it?
It's tiny. It's not huge.
Maybe
if you had
stocking
a tiny stocking, yeah, then that would work.
Like a borrower style stocking.
Yeah. But
one of your
other than being a USB stick shaped like a stocking, does that's it have it any special features?
That is a special feature.
It is. It's
I like.
Shaped
I prefer
like
the
stocking
USB sticks that are they're molded out of sushi stuff. You know. So it looks
they're made of fish
those? No it's
yeah,
kind of
raw fish.
It's pretend sushi but it looks real, so it's there sort of plugged into your computer. It looks like you've got a bit of sushi sticking out the side.
So you've got a lump of fish sticking
basically
out
basically. Yes.
How is that any better than
much
a stocking
better
shape?
Have you
much
seen
better
that humping dog USB?
No,
even
why
better
is that
still
in the list?
I don't know.
That's not even a USB key though. That just that's just a powered just a, USB yeah device.
Excellent.
It's so pure in its simplicity. Literally all it does anyway, is shag your computer.
In lieu of humping dogs not being on there, I'll go for the action cam, which these are nothing new about these. You know, you strap them to your helmet. Let me say that again.
Hey,
you strap them to you know your head.
Is this to do with Kinect porn
for action sports? Honestly,
oh, action sports. That's what we're calling it now, is it?
Now, some of them can be quite expensive. This is only £40, which I quite like. It, admittedly, it only shoots VGA.
Sorry.
Luke, honestly, it's like a 12-year-old sat next to me. Yeah, £40 from Chile. From
that's good.
ChileTech.com.
If you like plummet to your death on a particularly difficult abseil, it doesn't matter go that your camera's broken.
Yeah, you know,
it's all right.
Only £40.
Yeah,
magic. All right. Well, that is about time to leave, I think. Remember,
well
T3.com, that's all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store. And we're free on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.